morning. Good day. How are you? My name is Eve Sturgis, and I am hosting this podcast called Everything's Relative. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. I hope that you stay for a bit. I'm here because I want to talk about DNA testing. But what I mean by that really is that I want to talk about the way that DNA testing and other facets of modern technology, like Facebook, are changing the lives of people all over the world. Family secrets are being revealed. It's quite wild. It's simple, but it's complicated. It's fascinating, but it's tedious. It's heartbreaking, but it can be funny. It's sexy sometimes, but it's very scientific. This season, I am doing things a little bit differently than previous seasons in that I am getting all my episodes made ahead of time, or almost all of them. So I am talking to you now, but I recorded this like 4 weeks ago. And this system works better. It works better for my life, I'll be honest. But it also takes away some of the immediacy of what I talk about, because I like to talk about what's going on in the world and what's going on with me a little bit. So it leaves me kind of conflicted about what I want the podcast to be, because I think it's important to mention current events or to sort of keep track about the context of these DNA discoveries. For example, it is one thing to imagine a DNA discovery that changes everything you knew about yourself and your family, but it's another thing, I think, to imagine all of that happening in the midst of a global pandemic. Just one example. I keep saying that life continues to happen around us, and to me, that's part of the complexity of the situation that I want to explore and talk about. But now you're listening to this episode, and it's been a month since I recorded it. So I'm sitting at my desk right now, and I'm speaking to you on May 14th of the future. That's really weird. So here's what happened a month ago. I'm going to talk about it anyway. A month ago, so for me right now, it was yesterday. For you listening, it was a month ago. A 20-year-old black man, he was pulled over by a police officer, and he was murdered because, allegedly, the police officer mistook her gun for her taser. My heart is heavy. So many hearts are heavy, and hearts are angry, and people are marching, and there are curfews, and it's the first night of Ramadan, and it's a mess. And it's like a block away from the George Floyd trial. This country is a mess, and I feel more and more dismayed to be an American. If you want to hear more about how racism specifically applies to the world of DNA discovery, if you're feeling like there's a disconnect here, there is not. Please go listen to episode 13 in season 1 titled, Who Has Time for This Shit? Episode 1 in season 2 called Black Man Talking. And then they have a quick 11-minute episode in season 2 called DNA is Political. And that should give you some food for thought. I hope it does. Who knows what will have happened within this past month since I recorded this episode, but that's what's going on in the most current of events, and what is weighing heavily on my heart today. However, I'm still going to play this conversation that I had with Daylin, a wonderful and smart woman from Minnesota, who taught me about something called circle cousins. Do you know what this is? I didn't. If you do know what it is after listening to his talk and or seeing her chart that she sent me on Instagram at Everything's Relative Podcast, and there's an actual name for it, is if there's like a phrase or a term that's used by genealogists, would you please send me a message and let us know so that Daylin and I can use the proper term if we want to. Her story is, it's full of twists and turns and proves that yet again, everything's relative.
Great, but that's okay. I'm At this point, I'm very used to technology not working and scrambling with a guest to figure out how to make it work best. So thanks for your patience there.
No problem. I actually had the wrong day in my head. I was thinking it was Sunday. And so then I got your email, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, is it today? Let me look back. And I'm like, oh, it's Saturday. Okay, we gotta get together.
There's a part of me that wants to be like, well, if you want to do it another day, we can. But I also love getting people just like kind, not kind of, what, not like when you least expect it, but I love sort of just like getting thrust into it. 'Cause if you get too prepared, sometimes it's harder to have a conversation. And
Well,
another
and
thing.
I've told a million people in my life about my story, so I'll just wing it. I didn't like write notes or anything,
Right. Oh,
so
good. What I really like about this one is that in the same vein of you thinking it was another day, I don't know anything about your story. And a lot of times people send me, like detailed the story already. They send me these long emails. And so I always I but so there's something to be said about being prepared and knowing what your story is. And then there's a different kind of enjoyment and process of like having you tell me a story that I have no idea what we're about to get into. It's like walking blind into a movie theater or something. So,
Sure.
just either correct me or affirm. How do you pronounce your name?
Dalen.
It is Dalen. Okay. Cool.
It only has one Y in it though, so it makes it a little funny. It's
Right,
DA.
right, right. I keep writing it day, like DAY, and then Lynn, but it's Dalen.
Very
Okay.
common. So
Yeah.
that's how you say it.
Because that's how you say
So.
it. We're phonetic here in this culture. Okay, and where are you?
Minnesota.
Minnesota, how's the weather?
Cold.
Yeah, so cold.
Yeah,
You guys are.
it's literally the coldest day we've had all winter today.
And
It's
what?
like it's 0 degrees outside. No warmth, no nothing.
Zero. Yeah. Wow. Zero. The lack of heat, lack of temperature. Okay. Well, you're inside. You're warm enough. So tell me how you tell it.
Well, I mean, there are several angles we could choose. I have this bizarre thing called circle cousins that's what I call it because there's no name for it in my
Circle
story.
cousins. Okay, wait, I'm just gonna take notes because I don't even know if they're really gonna be helpful, but I just want to write down. I like writing while listening. Circle
Yeah, that's okay.
cousins. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's go, I guess, to the beginning. So I've always had an interest in genealogy. I've had a humongous family tree on Ancestry for like, I don't know, 10 plus years. Because
10
that's
plus years.
oh yeah, that's just one of my things. That's just like something I liked. It was always really cool to me to like get into history and things like that.
Are you
So I had a
Mormon?
huge, no, I'm not.
Okay.
There's not many Mormons in Minnesota.
What?
We're Lutheran.
Okay. Oh, of course you are. I knew that. Okay.
That's just about everybody up here.
Right, right, right,
But
right.
anyhow, so I had this huge family tree. I always thought, oh, it would be so cool to do like the DNA test too, just because I'm interested in the history of it. But yeah,
Sorry,
go ahead.
sorry. So when you say you had a family tree on ancestry.com, that was primarily based on
Record.
records and
Yep.
documents. Okay.
Yep.
Continue. Carry on.
Yep. So I was just like, oh, it'd be so cool to do the DNA test. But it's me and my husband, we have three kids. You never feel like you have that extra money to just spend on something frivolous, really. So I just was kind of like, nah, we don't really have the money right now. I'll just wait. I'll just wait. I'll just wait. Because it wasn't like it was just for fun. And so we just had a little bit of extra money, and I'm like, it came on sale again, and it had was advertising to me, and I'm like, oh, it's on sale, and I'm like, oh, honey, can we do this? Can we do this? It would be so cool. And he's like, sure, whatever. So I ordered them, and I was excited about it, but not like so excited where it came and it was like the number one priority on my list. So It really sat on my husband's dresser for 2 months.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, like,
that's becoming such a part of the story for everybody. It's like, yeah. where did it sit and for how long?
Yeah, right. And so it just sat there, and I'm like, oh, I guess we should probably do these, because I don't know if like they expire, they go bad, or if I spent this money and it's going to go in the garbage, you know? So, so about a little after New Year's Day of 2020, mm-hmm. so about a year ago, we spent in the tube, we sent them off, waited several weeks, about mid-February, my results came in. So I'm like, oh, cool. You know, I was like so excited to go and like look, and the ethnicity and the matches and all the things. And I wasn't like looking for anything specific, just for fun. And, but I'm really smart, and I know a lot about this, and I know a lot about how the site works. And, so I went into my matches, or I went into my ethnicity, looked at my ethnicity, you know, it's like Norwegian, German. I mean, I'm from Minnesota. That's pretty, mm-hmm. that's standard.
Pretty standard. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So nothing out of the ordinary in my ethnicity. And, so then I'm like, ooh, I should see who I match, like see if there's any of my cousins that I know or anything like that. So I go in right off the bat, my very closest match says it's a first cousin. And it's a name I don't even know. I'm just thinking, well, maybe someone put someone up for adoption. They didn't tell anybody, you know, no big deal.
It happens.
Yeah. And so I'm like, all right, I'll come back to that later. So I'm like scrolling down and just looking for names that I know. And I come down to it said it was about a second cousin, but it was a name I know. Like I was like, oh yeah, that's my mom's cousin. You know, like I knew exactly how I was related to her.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's, you'd been doing the family tree for 10 years. Like you're pretty versed in the tree. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was someone I knew in real life. So I'm like, oh yay, cool. You know, and he had a huge tree on there too, like that he had built, and it's my mom's cousin. And, for anonymity of other people, we'll call him Adam.
Sure.
but he had this huge family tree, and I'm like, oh, that's so cool. I'm so glad I found someone I know. And I found a few other cousins on my mom's side. I didn't find any that I specifically knew were from my dad's side. I had a bunch of unknown ones, but my dad was an only child. So I don't have any first cousins on his side, only second cousins or further. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't totally out of the ordinary that I didn't see anyone I knew, because you don't always know like your second, third cousins and beyond. That's right. The stretch. So that didn't raise any red flags for me. And so like the second day I got my results, I got a message on Ancestry from this first cousin of the name I didn't know. And he said, I'm adopted. And it looks like we're a close match, like first cousins. Could you help me find my birth family? And I'm like, oh, fun. Like what am I going to solve? This sounds so cool. Of course I'll help you, you know? And I'm like, awesome. I can figure out how this DNA thing works and how people connect and all the things. So, so the tests were still on sale at that point, or it was like a new sale or something.
Sure.
So I'm fairly close with my mom. So I asked my mom, I was like, if I buy you one and test, will you test for me? Because it might help this other guy solve his mystery, because this cousin was like around my mom's age. So my thought was maybe he's a generation apart from me, and maybe my mom will match him closer and that might help, you know? Mm-hmm. And
oh, so innocent.
She's like, okay, that's fine. So my mom tests, and her results come back, because I'm a manager of her results. So she doesn't even see them, because she really doesn't care. She's doing it. She matches me, of course. She doesn't match this mystery cousin. So I'm like, okay, well, that's on my dad's side then. But I'm like, I don't have any first cousins on my dad's side. My dad's an only child. This doesn't make sense. So then the tests are still on sale.
I'm sure there's a logical explanation to all of this.
Oh yeah. So the tests are still on sale. So I go to my dad and I ask him, like, hey, I have this weird cousin match. I'm trying to figure it out, you know. Would you mind testing? Because then I can see how close he is to you, because he's not related to my mom, so he must be related to you. And he's like, oh, sure, you know. And he goes,
everybody's so nice in Minnesota.
Minnesota nice. Yeah.
Sure, we'll do it. Okay. Yeah, yeah. No problem. Quick question. Were your mom and dad married at this time?
No. Okay. They've been divorced since I was 5 and I'm 38. So, no relationship is like, it doesn't matter whatever happens beyond that. But, but yeah, so he tested as well. While waiting for his results, cause it takes 6 to 8 weeks, it takes a long time. I'm continuing to do my research on Ancestry. And so in order to do my research, beyond this first cousin who I didn't know, this mystery cousin, we'll call him, right below him,
Adam.
Was a second. Yeah. Okay. No,
no,
that's the one I know.
Adam, you know, mystery cousin. We don't. Okay. Sorry.
That's okay. So down further from him, there was another cousin with a name I didn't know. And she was like a second cousin or so. And she has a pretty big family tree that I can see. And I'm looking and I'm like, how can she be this closely related to me? And I don't know any of the people in her family tree. And she's not related to my mom. So she has to be on my dad's side. So I'm like, this is just weird.
I have stopped breathing, by the way. I'm like on the edge of my seat. What? Okay.
So I'm like, this makes no sense. So she had her full name on there. So I found her on Facebook. And like, sometimes people don't get your messages, but sometimes they do. So I sent her a message on Facebook and I said, hey, I think we're an ancestry match. You know, I said, would you mind, I'm trying to help someone else. And I explained how this guy was adopted and he's related to both of us. And I'm trying to help him figure out where he fits. Would you mind sharing your tree with me so I can see the living people? Because how Ancestry does it is if people are still alive, it says private, unless the person shares the tree with you.
Right.
So like I could only see people that have passed away, like her great grandparents and beyond.
Historical figures.
Yeah. Yep. And so she was like, oh, sure. She's like in her 20s from Wisconsin. She's like, oh yeah, I'd be happy to help.
We're all in the Midwest and we all get along.
Yeah, exactly. So she shared her tree with me so I could see the names of the living people. And I'm like, okay, great. So I made my own tree using her because she's my top match that knows something about where they come from. That's not on my mom's side because my cousin Adam is on my mom's side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I start looking at her tree and I built my own version of her tree starting with her. And I started building it up and out and up and out based on records to try to find how she matched other people we were related to, me and her. Because if I can figure out how she matches, it might give an indicator of how I match them or why
right,
I match.
Right, right.
Because I don't know them.
Which would then help understand how the mystery cousin matches.
Yeah,
right.
Because he's such a close match to me.
Right.
And so while I'm doing this, I look at mystery cousins' matches in common. Okay. And he has her, which of course.
Okay, great.
He also has my cousin Adam, who is related to me on my mom's side. But my mom is not related to mystery cousin.
This is where I would have just put it all down and been like, I can't. If this isn't,
Yeah. And so I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense. I'm like, because Adam is related to me on my mom's side, like his mom and my grandma are sisters. So I know exactly how we're related. And this is on my mother's side. How can he be related to mystery cousin, Luke, we'll say mm-hmm. Luke, mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't make sense that Adam's related to me on my mom's side. My mom's not related to Luke, but Adam's related to Luke and I'm related to Luke. So I got a hold of Adam. I called him because we know each other, you know, mm-hmm. and I said, would you mind sharing your matches in common with Luke? Like, show me your list, because I have my list in common with Luke. Show me your list. So he shows me his list.
Because he's from Minnesota too, so he's just totally open and willing to do this. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
And so he shares his list, and well, we know each other too, so that helps. But yep.
Sure.
Every single person on there is different except for me, and every single person on my list is different except for him.
Yeah. Okay.
So us three, Luke, Adam, and me, are all three related to each other, but we don't have any other people like in common that cross.
Right.
That cross.
Right. You just poofed into existence somehow out of a vacuum. Okay.
I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. Then I started thinking, I was like, so I haven't found any matches specifically related to my dad's side, like that I know for sure, like this is on my dad's side. So I was like, what if one of his birth parents is related to Adam on his father's side, and the other birth parent is related to me on my father's side, and me and Adam are related to each other on our mother's side?
I mean,
circle cousins.
This is where it's like, okay, the podcast needs to start having animation, like we need a whiteboard.
If you want to write it down, you can.
So, okay. I'm going to write it down. Okay. All right. So, okay, wait.
Okay. So there's me.
All right. You.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, okay. Then on one side of me would be Luke. And on the other side of me, Adam.
Uh-huh.
And so Adam is related to me.
Go ahead.
Yep. Luke is related to me on my dad's side.
Uh-huh.
Adam is related to me on my mom's side.
Yeah.
Okay. Adam is related to Luke on Luke's mom's side and Adam's dad's side.
Mm-mm.
Pretty much once we discovered who Luke's parents were, his mother is related to Adrian on Adrian's dad's side, Adam's dad's side.
Right.
Sorry.
Nope. Matt. It's okay.
And his father is related to me on my dad's side, but me and Adam are connected through our mothers.
Okay.
It makes a big circle, but yeah. It's not hillbilly stuff.
Right. Nobody. Like cousins never, right. First cousins never got married or something like that. It's that first cousins. Oh my gosh. So is it the generation above them? No, I don't even know. I don't even know what I'm asking. I don't even know.
I can draw you a big diagram.
You totally have to send me. You have to, because this, I just have circles overlapping one another, and it says father, mom, Daylen, father, mom, like cousins.
Right. It's the most bizarre thing, but so how I solved it, figured it out. So my dad's results are not even in yet. Still,
as of today.
No, they are now.
Okay, they are now, but at this point in your journey, right?
Yes. And so I'm building and building and building on this fake tree that I created off of this girl that's related to me and Luke. Okay. And I built up from her. Okay. So like up would be like parents, grandparents, great grandparents. Okay. Then if you build like sideways, you're into like grandparents, sisters, and mm-hmm. brothers, mm-hmm. you know, and then from them, you would go down to like their kids and their kids' kids. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Okay. So I built up from her. I started building over like her grandparents and great grandparents, brothers and sisters, and then on down. Okay. To find other DNA matches that we have in common. So I find a second cousin that is from her great grandfather. So it goes off to the side, like one of his siblings had kids and kids, and it's a second cousin. And then I find a second cousin that's from her great grandmother down and over. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know where I'm going with this, but mm-mm. I can't share DNA with person A and person B unless I share DNA with this couple.
Right.
Her great grandparents.
Right.
Like I have to share DNA with both of them. Right. I wouldn't match this one and this one.
Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I'm coming to this realization that how do I share DNA with both of her grandparents? Because that doesn't make any sense, uh-huh. anything that I've ever known. So I look below her great grandparents, and below them, they have four sons.
Uh-huh.
The youngest of these four sons is 7 years older than my mom.
Okay.
So like, I can't come from any generation below that because right. the ages wouldn't work.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Got it.
I have to come from this generation right here.
These four.
These, men. One of these four sons. And so at that point I called my mom and I said, do you have something that I should know? And she's like, what? And I was like, so which one of these four men is my dad, my actual dad? Because I didn't know I had a different dad, but the DNA is telling me I do. And she started crying. And
holy mackerel.
And she was like, I didn't know. And I'm like, what do you mean you didn't know? How did you not know? And she said she was with my dad, the one I grew up with. They got into a fight and she went to a party in another town, which is where these men were from. And she was with this guy one time at that party. She was right back with my dad.
Right.
She found out she was pregnant and assumed that I belonged to my dad, the one I grew up with.
Right. Because they've been having reconciliation, lovemaking.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Because after that, they got married. Like they got married when she was like 4 or 5 months pregnant with me.
I really feel like I pretty much know these, I know the direction of these stories often, or like, I know how these things work. But that one really, I was like, okay, so it's like a cousin story, or like, okay, so this is going to be, so because your parents were so, your mom was so willing to give you the DNA, to do the test. So I was like, okay, so it's not her and her mom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
So I was like, so which one of these guys is it? So as I said, the youngest was 7 years older than my mom. The next one up from him would have been 17 years older than my mom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the next one up from him would have been like, I don't know, 20 plus years mm-hmm. older than. Mm-hmm. So it was less likely to right. be, it was most likely to be the youngest one.
Right. Possible, but less likely.
Yeah. Yeah, but I wanted her to tell me. Like, I just gave her the four names and I gave them to her in a random order. And I didn't tell her how old they were or anything because I wanted as concrete of evidence as I could get from her memory without leading her. And so she told me which one she remembered that it was. And she's like, it's Tom. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. So then she was like, now before you go blow up your whole life. And I was like, what do you mean? And she goes, just wait a while, just wait a while. And I'm in tears and I'm freaking out because like everything I've ever known is not what I thought it was. And I'm not close with my dad, the one I grew up with, not at all. His wife is not great and she's been around for a long time. And him and I had not gotten to develop a close relationship. And of course, in my mind, I'm like, well, I want to meet these people, you know, because I'm not, you know, I'm not hurting anyone else really. Like if I am hurting them, well, that's their problem. I mean, my dad lives 2 miles away from me, my dad I grew up with, and we don't ever see each other. We see each other in holidays. I mean,
yeah. So it's kind of, yeah. I have a question. Were you communicating with, like Adam and Luke during this whole time and mystery, like, were you communicating with them? So they were all kind of in this conversation of you figuring it out. Okay.
Yep. And so then I went back to my tree research, and granted my dad's results are not in yet still.
Right.
Cause this takes 6 weeks. So I'm like really deep diving into this, but at that point I had my answer. I mean, I knew before his results even came in, like that he wasn't going to be related to me at all.
How did that feel knowing that?
I was freaking out, you know, I was crying. My mom said, she's like, well, you know, what's everyone going to think of me? Everyone's going to think I'm a horrible person. And I don't know if this was cruel of me or not, but I just said, who cares? And she's like, what do you mean? And I said, this is not 1955. This is 2020. You haven't been with my dad for 33 years.
Right.
You know, I was like, no one cares what you did when you were young and stupid and 22 years old. If anyone should care, I should care. My opinion matters and it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. You know? And I was like, you know, I can't say for sure if you knew or you didn't. You tell me you didn't know. And if you didn't know, I mean, my way of thinking was, my way of thinking was, I get it. Like I was 22.
Right.
And I was stupid. And like, you're not always paying attention to that kind of thing. And it is what it is. I can't ever know if that's the truth, that she didn't know or that she did know.
Right.
I can't ever know if she's not going to tell me. I can't go back to 1982 and like be a fly on the wall and see exactly what happened.
Right.
So I can only can control what I'm going to do with this information now. And so my choice was not to dwell on any ill feelings toward her because I'm just like, I just need to focus on like what is now. Like I don't need to worry about that or like have some crazy falling out or some big relationship issue. I just need to move forward with what I want to do, which is contact these people and let them know like that I exist and see what happens from there.
And I think that's really generous of you. Generous and like diplomatic to just, and I think it's so important for us to, I know everybody has different stories and there are certainly lots of factors that go into each one, but empathy for our young parents is so important. It's like such an exercise in remembering what we were like and the kind of things we or our peers were doing. It's very, I think for a lot of people, just like shocking and eye-opening, and some people can't do it. They just can't do it. They just can't go there with their parents. But so, so I really recognize a lot of that. That really resonates with me. I think a lot of people do. So you want to meet these people.
Yeah. Yep. So my mom was, you know, just like, just wait before you blow up your whole life. Just think about this for a couple of days. And I'm like distraught. I'm beside myself. I'm bawling my eyes out like off and on that whole day. And I'm like, I'm not going to wait. And she's like, what do you mean you're not going to wait? I'm like, I'm not going to, because if they don't want to be a part of my life and if they want to reject me, why do I want to have all these crappy emotions right now and then calm down and then have crappy emotions again? I'd rather just like get the whole ball of wax out of the way. If it's not going to work out, like I want to just feel all these feelings now and like purge myself of them and be done with it in case I have to move on, you know, and maybe accept that they don't want to be a part of my life. Cause I don't know. And so she's like, okay. And I'm like, well, yeah, I'm probably going to try to contact them today. like right away that day. I was just like, I got to do it. And so, so I started, you know, light Facebook stalking. So I knew who he was, I knew who his wife was. I also knew he had four other daughters. So I have four sisters.
After growing up an only child.
Oh no. I had a younger brother and then I had a half sister from my dad.
Okay. All right. So now the family has just expanded exponentially.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So I'm like, okay, I want to contact these people. So I start like looking up the name on the internet to see if I can find a phone number or what I can do. So then whitepages.com comes up and they only give you limited information unless you want to pay for a subscription.
Sure.
And it said a subscription is $4.99 a month.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I think this is worth $5.
Right. I can do this for $5. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. This feels worth it to me.
$4.99. Mm-hmm. They got you. What a sucker. Yep. Uh-huh. Okay.
It felt pretty big. Like it was worth $5.
Yeah. Yeah. At least.
Yeah. So, so I signed up for the subscription and I tried to find my dad's number, my bio dad, and the numbers were wrong. Like that showed up and I'm like, oh crap. Okay. So then I'm going down and I'm like, all right, I better pick one of the sisters then. Like that's the next thing I can do.
Brilliant. Okay.
Yeah. And so the sisters, I had done all my research and I knew where everybody fit. So he had had a prior marriage before me and had one daughter, and then he was divorced and there was a gap and I happened during the gap.
He went to a party during that gap.
Yep. And then he met his new wife and they had three more daughters.
Got it.
So the bright side is I wasn't a part of any infidelity on his side. So I didn't have to deal with that going in. But so my thinking was, well, I'll call the oldest sister because she might be more empathetic to my situation because she has a different mom too, you know, than the other three.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called her I started out by texting her.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, hey, is this Annie? And she's like, yeah, who is this? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I think I should explain that in a phone call. Do you have time for a phone call?
And she's like, what is this freaky thing that's happening to me? Mm-hmm.
And she goes, okay, but who is this? And I said, I really need to explain it over the phone. And so I talked to her and she seemed very skeptical.
Uh-huh. Of course. Yeah.
You know, like very standoffish, you know, and I said, and I was like, I think your dad is my dad. And she's like, well, who's my dad? And I said the name and she's like, that's not how you pronounce our last name. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And I'm like crying and I'm like, don't hang up on me. And, I mean, so she stayed on the phone and she listened to me enough. And I was like, I have evidence. I have proof. I have DNA matches. I can text you them. You can look at my Facebook. I'm not a crazy person. Mm-hmm. All the things. I was pretty desperate, you know, sounding, I'm sure.
Right.
And then she said, well, do you mind if I talk to one of my other sisters about this first? And I was like, no, that's fine. I mean, I'm pretty sure I would have agreed to anything just about
that. Right. Like anything to
keep going. I don't want to rock the boat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to talk to who is my dad, you know? And so she talked to her other sister and then they both called me. both these two sisters and we're talking, and like from the minute we spoke, the other sister, it was like we were inside each other's heads. Crazy. I think I talked to her for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, well, we'll bring this information to mom and dad. It probably won't be till tomorrow that you hear back. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. You know, like I said, I probably would have agreed to anything. So they brought the information to their mom and dad. And they didn't seem surprised at all. In fact, they were like, well, you know, we had a conversation about this early in our marriage, that if anything like this ever happened, how we would handle it.
Whoa, okay.
And that I was like, that's so mature. What?
So imaginative and mature. Wow. Well,
I mean, I guess my bio dad knew that he had had a really crazy time in between mm-hmm. his two marriages. And he told her right off the bat that he didn't, he wasn't discounting the fact that there could be random kids, you know?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Mom, wait, that's really self-aware, dad.
Yeah.
Sure. Very honest and self-aware.
Right. And so then my one sister texted me and said, hey, he said you can call him, and gave me his number. And I'm like, now? Am I supposed to call now? It was like 9 p.m. So he's in Florida. So it was like 10 uh-huh. p.m. in Florida. And I'm like, am I supposed to call now? Is it too late? And yeah. She's like, yeah, now. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. So I called, and it was so easy. Like, we have the same personality. I get my intelligence from him. I get my nose from him. Like, it was so weird. It was so surreal. It like fast forward, you know, this was May by the time I had finally figured everything out and contacted them. Oh yeah. Yep. So, I mean, fast forward to now, this was May and now it's February. December, I flew down there to Florida with one of the sisters. So it was my whole family and her whole family. And we stayed with them for 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
And I got to meet them finally. But we'd been talking, you know, all the time up till then. They've fully enveloped me in their family.
Wow.
They're like, this just is, you're just a part of us now.
I love people like that.
But then on the flip side, my dad I grew up with, who I wasn't with, I of course had to tell them, you know, him and his wife, and
seems fair, and
my sister and my brother, because I don't want to be hiding anything. If I'm going to have a relationship over here, I need to let people know. I would never cut people out of my life. But they've kind of done that.
Aww.
Yeah. So, I mean, we had our first Christmas this year where we weren't invited over there or anything like that. Cause that's really all the only time we saw them was holidays.
Right.
That's so hard. The only one from that family that's still talking to me is actually my sister, which was my half sister through my dad. So,
So now she's not your sister. Friend. Right. She's your closest, longest friend.
Wow. I still call her my sister. She still calls me her sister. It doesn't matter what our family does. I was like, you know, our relationship can be the same. We can talk like we always have. Cause she was the only one I ever really talked to consistently anyway. So that it's really not anything different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. Isn't it interesting how it changes from person to, like, I want to say from person to person, but like from, like, if you're the center, it's like you and your sister are going to be sisters through and through forever, no matter what. And you sort of, that's sort of like a heart feeling, right? Or like an emotional connection. Yep. And then your dad, who you weren't really connected to, now that he's not your biological dad, you don't have the, like, you're my dad through and through forever feeling.
Yeah. I still call him my dad. So
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'll talk about him as my dad, but I'll talk about my bio dad as my dad. So yeah. Like, I have to just explain, like, mm-hmm. I just call totally. Him both my dad.
Yeah. I mean, it's complicated. Like it's complicated because life is complicated. Like people are complicated and the world is complicated. So definitely. You can have all these things. You can have two dads. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, okay. And then just to bookend the beginning of this tale, did you help that the adopted cousin figure out his story?
Yes. So as I'm building out this tree and I'm realizing that I have a different dad than who I thought,
mm-hmm.
Things are making so much more sense with this girl's tree that I made a mock-up of.
Right. So now it's like all the pieces fall together for you. Yeah.
It's my tree. I mean, she ended up being her great grandparents or my grandparents, you know, like she's my first cousin's child. And so because of the age difference, so I said my dad was 7 years older than my mom, but his next brother was 10 years older than him.
Right.
And his other two brothers were older than that. So there's a generation gap in the cousins. So mm-hmm. like I thought mystery cousin Luke would be my mom's cousin or something because he was born in the 60s and I'm born in 1983.
Right.
But turns out he's my actual first cousin. All my first cousins were born in the 60s on my dad's side.
There's just a big age difference.
Yep. Because of his difference between mm-hmm. his brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it turns out that Luke is my actual first cousin from my bio dad's brother.
Wow.
So not only did my bio dad get the surprise of me, his brother got the surprise of a son that he never knew existed because he was put up for adoption.
Wow. So, but in the same year, like in the same few months,
brothers both
found out.
Mm-hmm. So my bio dad, just to put a neat little bow on everything, took the ancestry test too, just to make sure and solidify that everything I did was correct. He believed me right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, I want this here so that no one else can say like you're full of it or anything.
Aww.
Like, that. Like I want this here to be able to show people, you know.
I love this guy.
Yeah.
He's so great. Nice. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And have you, how, you said you have three children. Are any of them of an age of like talking about this kind of thing? Where they have all these new family members or?
Yep. So I have a 15-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 7-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all really of that age.
Yeah.
I introduced it to them as we have new family. We have more family. Uh-huh. Like I never would negate like old relationships. Like I never would say like, these aren't your grandparents anymore. Or this isn't, you know. Like I still tell them my sister is their aunt, you know, her kids are there, you know, because they all go to the same school. So like, you know, I never would do that. It doesn't matter if they want to be a part of my life or not. Like they're still going to be what they are.
Right.
So I just said, we have new family. We just have more people to love us,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they've taken to them really well. Like, when we went down to Florida, my dad, you know, taught my son how to wire a light onto his, shed because mm-hmm. my son's been getting really into electrician type stuff. And we went fishing and, you know, just like, it was really cool. It just, you know, all the feels.
Yeah, totally. Oh man. I love that. Yeah,
so when I took that one cousin's tree and I built it up to figure out my story and Luke's story on his father's side, once we figured out who his father must be, at the same time I was using Adam's tree to build up the other direction because I had a hunch that the other parent was in his tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually, I identified both his mother and his father.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I was so focused on the brothers.
Yeah. Well, that's how the circle cousins.
Mm-hmm. Right, happen. Right, right. So, of course.
Yeah. So his mother is, so in the end, he ends up being, he's my first cousin and he's Adam's second cousin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he's related to Adam through his biological mother, and he's related to me through my biological father. And by pure coincidence, me and Adam are related through our mothers.
Wow.
So nice big circle. Mm-hmm,
this huge circle.
Yeah.
I continue to be surprised. Like I keep waiting for the day when we have heard them all, but it's like every story has its own like twist and branches and roots that that just show how complex this is. This is amazing.
Yeah. Well, and I looked it up and there's no name for that. Like there's such mm-hmm. a thing as double cousins where like two brothers and two sisters marry each other. And, you know, like people can be cousins on both right. sides.
Right.
But this isn't that. This is like some different sort of thing, but somehow, you know, we're all related to each other.
Circle cousins. I think you invented it. You maybe discovered it, and we will call it circle cousins, the Dalen effect, circle cousins. Have you heard of it?
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
That's so cool. Thank you so much for telling me your story. And I think I also just want to I want to thank you for being honest about your sort of like your emotional experience and talking about the stuff that's been nice. It's really nice when people have nice stories, but you're also acknowledging the stuff that's been really hard.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, my stepmom unfriended me on Facebook. Dad I grew up with hasn't talked to me since my grandma's funeral.
Yeah. That's really hard.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously as expected, his results did finally come in and mm-hmm. confirm what I knew already.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's hard. Hard stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice for anybody else that's going through something like this at any chapter of this or any phase of this that you feel like you could have used or looking back on you want to like impart to people?
I mean, one, I would say just do what's right for you. Mm-hmm. Worry about your feelings first and foremost. It's not like you don't need to care about other people's feelings, but don't let it be about them when it's more about you. Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
Don't let that negative stuff fill your head, and just I guess in my mom's case, I don't know that she knew, but you know, if you're a parent and you do know something like that, tell your kids sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing that I struggle with the most is that these people are great and I really, you know, love being a part of their lives now, but there's so much that we missed.
Right.
You know, that we can't get back. There's mm-hmm. nothing we can do about that.
Right.
So, I mean, if there's an opportunity to tell people sooner than later, like just do it.
Yeah.
Since my story, I mean, my passion for genealogy has just grown mm-hmm. and I've actually helped a couple people as a search angel. I've helped a couple people find their families beyond the ones that were in my story.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's been kind of fun.
Yeah. That's such a great way to be of service with your knowledge mm-hmm. and your emotional experience too. That is really neat. Dalen, thank you so much. I'm so glad you contacted me this week. I'm so glad it worked out because in exactly how I said, like, I love going into a story not knowing what's going to happen. I think I've heard them all, but I stopped breathing number of times through that story waiting for the shoe to drop. Like, who's it gonna be, what's it gonna be? It was really, really exciting. So thank you so much.
So as I mentioned before, Dalen did indeed email her chart of a family tree. It demonstrates circle cousins, so please check it out. let me know how you feel like the world, if it makes you feel like the world is just this big, tangled, related family. That's how I feel sometimes. Like, it just seems like, you know, I don't know, it brings 6 degrees of separation into a new light or new, it makes me feel like it's real, like it's really real. But hey, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast, please. Whatever podcast platform you're listening on, make sure you're subscribed, and make sure you're following me on all the social medias. And now that we are solidly into season 3, if you have listened to one or more episodes of this podcast in your life, would you please go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review? Star ratings and reviews are so much a part of how podcasts survive. And if you don't care about that, maybe just do it. Like, do you care about my self-esteem? Like, do it for me. Make it personal, if that's what it takes. But really, what I want is these stories to be shared. And so the more that we review the podcast, the more available it is. And then these stories and this truth gets out to the world and people become aware of the risks and pitfalls and downfalls and pros and cons of lying, of telling the truth, of DNA tests, of family secrets. All of those things are very important. So please leave me a review or a star rating or both. Tell all your friends. Subscribe. And thank you for listening. I always appreciate it. If you have any thoughts or feelings or a story of your own, please do not hesitate to contact me. My email is eve@everythingsrelativepodcast.com. Next week, we're going to talk about a subset of the NPE community called Late Discovery Adoptees. In shorthand, we call them LDAs. And off the top of my head right now, I can't remember if I've had any LDAs before. But I have one now. Next week, a man named Brad talks to me about all the ways that his DNA discovery altered his understanding of identity and opened up his creative side. Really, really sweet. Nice man. Really great. Can't wait. And until then, stay safe out there. Wear your masks. Wash your hands. Drive safe. Eat your vegetables. Bye-bye.
Everything's Relative with Eve Sturgis is produced by Kaylin Egan and Eve Sturgis. Eve is a licensed therapist in the state of California, but conversations on this podcast are not therapy sessions. This podcast is edited by Stephanie Delon-Zick, the logo design is by Ivy McNally, and the music is used with permission by Goodbye the Band.
I'm Kate Thompson.
And I'm Mark David Christensen, and together we host Aw Crap, a Hellboy podcast.
The show dedicated to the half-demon hero brought forth by writer-artist Mike Mignola and published by Dark Horse Comics.
Each week, we discuss everything Hellboy.
Plus his expanded universe with the BPRD, Abe Sapien, Lobster Johnson, and many more.
That's Aw Crap, a Hellboy podcast on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.